God, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Oh, it is Friday, and I am so ready for the movies and the Movie Date podcast gang. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Rafer and Kristen, hey, it's great to talk to you. I'm in Ohio. You're in New York.
We miss you.
Hi, John.
Yeah, I'll be back soon. So what have you got for us today? We begin with the movie that I've seen all the posters of, Hot Pursuit. What's the subtitle of that movie?
This should be The Heat. That's the subtitle of this movie.
Or something like A Little Bit Dangerous, something like that. Let's listen to a clip.
Honey Bonnie, there you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Who is that?
I am her lover.
What?
We had a little fight, but I'm sure you know whose fault it was.
How the hell you understand her?
I usually don't even know what she's talking about. But we use body language.
I'm calling the cops.
So this is a cop comedy. So, what do you think, Kristen?
Yeah, that's Sofia Vergara playing the widow of a mob boss. She's in police protection with the police officer being played by the very uptight Reese Witherspoon. They have to be on this wacky road trip being pursued by crooked cops and criminals. And it's a good cast. There are moments where it's really adorable, but I just did not laugh out loud during this. I thought it was sweet and cute, but not especially memorable. Probably best for the late night TBS crowd in heavy rotation in a year from now.
You think the movie's flawed, Rafer, or is it just not funny to laugh about cops these days?
Well, I don't really think that's the problem so much, although I know what you're saying. I think one problem here is this really does want to be The Heat, the Sandra Bullock, Melissa McCarthy film from a couple years ago, which was much funnier. Vergara and Witherspoon, they just don't make a great comic team. And I think as women in a comedy, there's a lot of jokes in here where they use their bodies and their gender to get out of situations. They never use their wits. You can hear it in that clip. You know, oh, we're trapped by a guy. Let's distract him by pretending to be lesbians. That's kind of like what the whole movie is like. I thought it was pretty bad, actually. I wouldn't even go for late night TBS, frankly.
All right. Movie number two, The D Train. Jack Black is back. Let's hear a clip.
Do you have any idea how many people are out here trying to do what you're doing? And you know how many of them fail? Good for you, dog. Just like in high school. Uh-oh. There's Lawless. What's he doing? Stepping back for the three? Boom. So wish.
I haven't thought about that in a while.
Another comedy. Rafer, what do you think?
Well, that's Jack Black is trying to get James Marsden there to come to the high school reunion. He figures if he can get the popular guy to come to the reunion, everyone will come and it will make him look good. You might think this is your kind of classic, typical nostalgic 80s revisit the past movie. I have to give a little spoiler alert here. James Marsden and Jack Black actually sleep together in this film, and it becomes a major plot point. You don't see that in the trailers, but it's the major plot point of the film. Kind of daring, doesn't really work, but I give it credit for taking a risk.
And Kristen, a couple of thoughts on that, and let's get to Big Bird.
All right. Well, I just have to say, I didn't think any of the jokes landed, and at some points I couldn't tell if it was a comedy, if it was a drama. I know what it was trying to tell us, that being insecure can be a big problem, but other than that thesis, there wasn't much there.
A lot of thoughts about Big Bird. We interviewed him on the program, but the I Am Big Bird, the Carol Spinney story movie. What do you think of that, Kristen?
Oh, of course I cried and cried and cried. I just thought it was terrific. Great movie for anyone who's a Muppet lover, who just loves a good love story, or who wants to know more about Jim Henson.
And on the podcast, Rafer?
We're going to be talking about Inside Amy Schumer and reviewing the latest season of her show.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too, John.
You too, John.